Recently, I had the opportunity to talk to Gene Ellison, for the executive director of the PAA, and we had so much going on, we had decided to do this in a two-part series. And Gene, you know, I guess controversy is one of the things that is fallout whenever you're doing something that, you know, is against maybe a league, or you're trying to get something, the leagues to do a little bit of something or whatever. But controversy is not something part of the PAA mission, is it?
No, it's not, Terry. And thank you for having me back here again. The mission of the PAA is to give the professional angler a unified voice in order to grow the sport of professional bass fishing. And also part of that mission, a very important part, is to strengthen communication and relationships with the tournament organizations. And in the end, what we're hoping to do is maximize the opportunity for the Pro Angler Association membership to earn a quality living through the sport of professional bass fishing. As you mentioned, there's been an awful lot of controversy and some banter going back and forth through the media, et cetera, regarding the activities of the Pro Anglers Association. And if I can share this with you, that the Pro Anglers Association is not looking to go to war with anybody. What we're looking to do is improve the life of the professional bass angler. And there are some things that we feel are missing out there for the professional bass fishing angler. And what we're trying to do is fill those voids with the opportunity to improve the quality of life for these anglers. One of the things that I think that we all forget about, those of us who love this sport, those of us who love to follow the professional tour, you know, we forget that these fellows are not only competing for seven straight days, you know, in sometimes in brutal weather, and but they're also traveling away from their families. They're not golfers. At the end of these tournaments, they don't get in the limousine and go to an airport and fly home. These guys pack up the truck, they pack up the boat, and they've got to drive. And as you know, Terry, because you've been following the sport for so many years, drive for days to get to that next spot. So there's a lot of expense in this business. There's a lot of lonely times on the road. And to make a long story short, we're trying to do things that are going to make the quality of living for the professional angler better than it is today.
Well, there's no question you're trying that, and I know you've opened dialogue with BASS in particular, and it seems like they recognize you, then they don't recognize you. Then you get, you know, you have a meeting, and then they get disenchanted with what you say. And then, you know, there's just on and on, back and forth. And in reality, I think that what Bass needs to do, and this is one man's opinion, is they need to embrace the PAA and look at it from the standpoint as, hey, these guys are our customers, and we're trying to do everything we can. And if they do that, you know, and I guess I'm wishing here a little bit, I think they'd be better off.
Well, Terry, I'm an optimist, too, like you, and I'm wishing for the same things. And let me just make this comment, that ESPN Bass extended an invitation to the PAA board to come down and discuss improving angler relations. And during that meeting, and I have to tell you, they treated us very well, Terry. And there was some very heated discussion, some heated moments in those meetings. However, everyone acted as ladies and gentlemen. You know, there was never a time where the meeting was out of control. They raised some issues that, one, we were not prepared to discuss with them, and I think that they felt uncomfortable. They felt that that extended an opportunity for us to come down and meet with them, and they gave us an agenda of discussing the 2006 tour and improving angler relations. The 2006 tour material they presented to us did not present us with any options. It wasn't as if they wanted us to change it or that type of thing. It was already laid out and cast in stone when it was presented to us. Secondly, the conversation then turned into, well, we'd like to know what the PAA is up to. And my response is, well, we're not here to talk to you about what the PAA is up to. We're here to talk about improving angler relations. And that, I think, is what began some of the conflict, and that they'd like to know, you know, specifically what we're up to, and we're not ready to share that with them right now. And the fact of the matter is, the Pro Angler Association is a very well-organized, very professionally run organization, and we're going to do things professionally. We're going to do things as gentlemen, and as we move forward, we're hoping that what we'll be able to do is find a way to patch up the conflicts that exist now, and move forward in friendship with these organizations.
Well, you know, I think that all things can come together if let come together. And you know, as I look at it, I mean, as again, you're sitting here, you know, you're looking at it from a media perspective, but if things were able to be thought through and discussed on a man-to-man basis, you know, a lot of times it sounds like you guys were the audience versus an active player in that meeting. But when you look at it, you know, the PAA with their objectives and with Bass and their objectives, FLW with theirs as well, it looks like that everybody's kind of pointed in the same direction. And if we could just get together, it might turn out okay.
Terry, I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm hoping that what you just said there is what comes to pass in time.
Well, you know, you got great people at BASS organization. You know, Don Rucks, Dean Kessel, that whole group of people do a great job of managing what they do very, very well. They've got great publications and do a great job of making sure that the Federation's taking care of some of those kind of things. But in reality, everything is not perfect. And when you have anglers that are out there on the road, as you mentioned, over 60,000 miles a year they travel average, and they've got some comments that they can make that could help make it better.
I couldn't agree with you more. And on top of that, I need to make it clear that the Pro Anglers Association is not designed to be just an advocacy group. They're not designed just to state their opinions and hope to have change impacted by the decision. The Pro Anglers Association is a fully operational, moving business. And as we go forward, we are hoping to impact change by our actions. And by leading by example, not by stating opinions and hoping that other organizations will agree with those opinions and then decide to make change.
Yeah, that's critical. I mean, I think that's something that's very, very critical. Now, you know, you've got a board that's all anglers for the most part. I mean, you know, you're the only outsider really that doesn't fish the tours. If you look at that, is that a good thing, or do you need some honest brokers out there besides the anglers working with you at the PAA?
I think that whenever you put together a business plan, whether we're talking about professional anglers and an association, or if you're talking about a professionally run business like Bassman, you need to take a look at what your strengths and what your weaknesses are. And when you take a look at building the Pro Anglers Association, you've got many different business steps that you need to go through. And for example, we need to make sure that we're improving communication. We've done that with the Pro Anglers Association website and our ability to get information out to our anglers on a much more rapid basis. You also need to look at growing and increasing your membership. You also need to look at how best to serve the mission of your association. So as the PAA grows and becomes more and more successful, Terry, you are absolutely right. It's going to need to have staff. It's going to need to have employees that may very well be fishing anglers, but really have their expertise is more on how to run a business successfully as opposed to how to determine qualification criteria for next year's tour.
Right.
You're right. It's a whole different perspective, and the PAA financially is crawling at this point in time, and hopefully if things move well for us, we'll get some financial funding. We'll be able to put our own events in the very near future. And the rest of this will grow.
Well, I look at it, and the reason I ask you that question was because of the fact that, you know, you're spread a lot of different directions as an angler, and maybe, you know, with that additional staff as you talk about it, and I think that's really a great point, is, you know, that could lend itself to be able to do even more than what you're trying to do now.
You're absolutely right, Terry. So in time, I think we're crawling now. Hopefully we'll be standing up and slowly walking in the near future, and then from there we can look to be running full speed. The 10 gentlemen that serve on this board, one, have been such a pleasure to work with. Secondly, they are so bright, they are so creative, and they have so much courage. I would say all 10 of these gentlemen are taking the risk of being outspoken, you know, putting their opinions out there, being leaders, and at the risk, perhaps, of upsetting other tournament organizations or other sponsors out there. And yet, these gentlemen have the courage to look at where the sport's going. They feel strongly that the PAA can make some dramatic changes, and they want to be part of the leadership, regardless of how this impacts them personally. They're focused on doing the right thing and to move this sport back in the right direction.
Well, Gene, I think with you at the helm and with the guys that you've got there, it's going to happen that way, and I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Terry, thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure to be here with you. And if I can be of help to you at any time, please feel free to give me a call.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.